beanbox.
I'm just the random provider. But I'm given to fits of research. So I like go away and do my own thing, you know, that maybe or maybe not has anything to do with reality. But so recently I was at a friend's music studio and I said, hey, you have a computer? And I'm not doing it. So I've been thinking for a long time, ever since I was a small child. Every time I see everything, there's like a, it seems like there's some kind of vector involved. So especially when I'm like walking, I would always see a vector. Maybe it's some kind of obsessive compulsive disorder, but I would, especially when people are talking, like in groups or playing soccer or something, you know, kicking a ball around. It seems like there's always a vector involved, and you can simplify it. And so what I thought was, I'd like to simplify things down to like as minimal as possible. And so now I'm thinking this type of thing. And you can make this probably. So, whenever you see people talking, they're, you know, this is a discrete set of like relational behavior. So, I thought in my mind, how can I plot this? For a long time, I thought, how can I plot this so it makes some kind of sense? And so, I studied Sean's. DAG node, like the tree operations and things. So I decided I'd just slap a directed graph on top of a magnitude scale. I thought, well, how can I do this magnitude scale? It's one dimensional, really. So I thought, well, I'll just stretch it out through through two dimensions, circularly, and let me go to my website that's going to redirect me. There we go here. Got this crazy PNG, which tells it all. There we go. Okay, so it's kind of hard to see the exact names. It's John, Ball, George, and Ringo. I used to be on there too, and I would only talk to Paul. But basically, the graph like shows what's going on. You know, there's arrows about who talks to who, and there's a little label next to him says who and how much. So like Ringo and George are way out on the side or way out on the end because they don't talk as much. See, that's I should say I'm like giving the rambling and going off on a tangent, but that's a magnitude scale where the center is the most talking. So like I originally thought I can graph this when I looked at IRC and it was all discrete and people were saying, you know, MJD colon blah 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 blah, and then MJD would say, well, Turbo X blah 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 blah, and I thought, well, that's very discrete. And so I made a little parser and it snaps out the people and tries to figure out nicknames and stuff. It has to do a little intelligence, but it's like people that lurk on the IRC would be on the very edge. They say nothing to anybody, and then people, you know, certain people say just about as much as possible, and they would be towards the center. I mean, it's just true. With IRC, if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. So it's a really simple thing. I thought I would talk about it for a second, and it involves Perl, so I can show you the code here really quick. I was into object-oriented programming, so I made a couple of modules and stuff. But this surface has a method called Okay, it's actually in another spot. Well, I'll just talk about it. The problem is what I'd like to do is when I left, I had to go back to work and do the real world thing. So when I left, this graph just plots points around the circle randomly, at random. And what I need to do, well, what I'd like to do, I don't, it's not a desperation or anything, but I need to make it, I need to make these lines so that they're related to the position, the magnitude. So right now it's like, well, I don't want them to, you know, be on top of each other and have lines, you know, maybe coming out from each other and being all confusing. So I just put them randomly around a circle. I would distribute them and make sure there wasn't the same random point. And that's what this code does back here. It's somewhere buried in there. But it's really simple. It's ultimately simple. And but I just thought it was a cool Perl thing because I slap the directed graph on top of this thing that I make with GD. I guess that's the crucial part I was forgetting to add there. That's with GD that I'm just making this graph. It's really simple PNG that's just whipped out on the fly. And there's a little tiny bit of trigonometry. But so I guess I'm all finished.